So Scotland says no, the wait is over. After years of preparation and campaigning, the historic Scottish independence vote has been cast and the majority of people in Scotland say they want to remain part of the UK. The margin was just over 2 million to 1.6 million. But that's far from the end of it. Even though Scotland said no, the UK will be changed forever, we're being told this morning, with increased devolution promised to the Scottish Parliament. Many here will call for Stormont to get more powers too. In a moment, we'll get all the reaction, but first, let's hear how history unfolded early this morning.
It is clear that the majority of the people voting have voted no to the referendum question.
The no victory was confirmed at 6:08 this morning, with the result in Fife taking the no campaign past the 1.8 million votes it needed.
Our referendum was an agreed and consented process, and Scotland has, by majority, decided not, at this stage, to become an independent country. I accept that verdict of the people, and I call on all of Scotland to follow suit in accepting the democratic verdict of the people of Scotland.
We have chosen unity over division and positive change rather than needless separation.
It would have broken my heart to see our United Kingdom come to an end. So now it is time for our United Kingdom to come together and to move forward. A vital part of that will be a balanced settlement, fair to people in Scotland and, importantly, to everyone in England, Wales and Northern Ireland as well.
Today, of all days, as we bring Scotland together, let us not dwell on the distance we have fallen short. Let us dwell on the distance we have travelled and have confidence that the movement is abroad in Scotland that will take this nation forward, and we shall go forward as one nation. Thank you very much.
Today is a momentous result for Scotland and also for the United Kingdom as a whole.
I am a passionate believer in our United Kingdom, and I wanted more than anything for our United Kingdom to stay together. But I'm also a Democrat, and it was right that we respected the SNP's majority in Holyrood and gave the Scottish people their right to have their say. Let us also remember why it was right to ask the definitive question, yes or no. Because now the debate has been settled for a generation, or as Alex Salmond has said, perhaps for a lifetime. So there can be no disputes, no reruns. We have heard the settled will of the Scottish people.
David Cameron there, and what has been a momentous day for politics in the UK. It's only 9 o'clock, but so much has happened this morning. If you're only just joining us, only switching on your radio this morning, you probably know by now that Scotland voted no to last night's vote, the big overwhelming, well, not overwhelming majority. It was in the end, it turned out to be 55-45. Well, let's get reaction now from Scotland. Joining me this morning is a no campaigner, columnist and former special advisor to Alistair Darling, Catherine McLeod. We're also going to get the thoughts too of the former political editor of the Herald newspaper. That's Murray Ritchie. Murray was a yes voter. Good morning to you both. Obviously, lots to talk about. Difficult to know where to start, but let me begin with you, Murray, and ask you, how are you feeling?
First of all, you'd better clear it with Catherine. She was the political editor at the Herald. I was the Scottish political editor. Right, well, I'm feeling fed up. You know, I'm retired now. I've wanted independence all my life, and I never thought I'd get the chance to vote for it. And when I did, we came close, but, you know, no cigars. So I'm feeling pretty fed up. But I don't agree that this is the end of the road. You know, it's been, as I think somebody said yesterday, it's for a lifetime or whatever. I don't believe that. I think that this you can't have a movement like we had in Scotland that's just going to simply go away and be quiet forever. So it'll be back.
Yeah, you sound pretty gutted this morning, Murray.
I'm pretty fed up. Yeah.
Yeah. Where did it all go wrong, do you think?
Well, that's a good one. I think it went wrong the day that the Treasury said they would take away our currency, give it to themselves, and thereby. They set the ball rolling then, you know, people began to doubt it, you know, whether we could have a workable currency of our own. They wouldn't share the pound. it was too late then to set up a new currency. So I think we got the currency issue probably wrong. But once he'd muddied the waters and caused a great deal of uncertainty, actually that backfired, because when he said that, the yes vote jumped because people didn't like being bullied. But as it became clear, when the first poll came out showing the yes in the lead, you know, and you had this sort of Benny Hill routine with all these people scuttling about in high-speed videos coming up here to tell us all to change our minds, there was a panic. After that, I think the government managed to do a deal with the supermarkets and big business, and the banks announced suddenly all in once that they were all going to pull out. And they just scared enough people to swing the balance. Otherwise, I think it could have been won. But so, I think that's where it went wrong. It was the economy.
So the fear factor won out in the end, Catherine?
I think Murray is probably right, much as I sort of hate to agree with him. But what happened, I mean, what I never understood from the outset of it was why Alex Salmond, having believed in this all his political life, didn't have better answers than the currency. He's a very clever and interesting politician. And it actually wasn't, people eventually realised, interesting people started making the proper argument, mm-hmm. that it actually wasn't Scotland's pound or England's pound or anyone else's pound, and it was the UK's pound. And when Scotland left the UK, they left the pound. Mm-hmm. And then there wasn't another sensible option put on the table. And I don't think the government did do a deal with the supermarkets and business. What I do think the government did was eventually prize these people out of their boardrooms to see what was going to happen if there was a yes vote in the 18th. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that Murray and people like Murray would have preferred that these guys waited till the 19th of September to say, OK, well, you voted yesterday, now this is what is going to happen. It was, I think what was wrong with business is that they didn't see what they said long before they did.
Mm-hmm. So it is much about what people didn't want as opposed to what they wanted then?
Well, yes.
I think people were scared. I mean, life is pretty tough for a lot of people. And I think that Alex Salmond tried to de-risk the decision. And what these guys did, put risk back on the table and say that it could cost them money, that like happens in Ireland, on both sides of the border, that goods could be more expensive, that utilities could be more expensive, mm-hmm. that jobs would be less secure. And people didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. Murray, a lot of reflection, I would imagine, in the SNP camp this morning. The vote obviously didn't go their way, but a lot of the SNP strongholds, heartlands, if you like, didn't vote the way that many people thought they would.
Yes, that's very true. I mean, Labour and the Tories have always said that not everybody that votes SNP wants independence, and that is true. But similarly, I mean, look at the number of Labour voters who voted for independence. Now, the party with the biggest difficulty now in Scotland is going to be the Labour Party, because half of their party think they've been betrayed by their own leaders. So when the elections come along, not just the general election coming up soon, but the Holyrood elections, it's going to be a very different Scotland and a very different Britain, I think, mm-hmm. for the Labour Party. I don't know whether the Labour Party can win an election now. And the other big question now is, if the English are going to get devolution, they will be determined to stop Scottish MPs voting in Westminster. Now, they already can't vote in Scotland, and if they can't vote in Westminster, what's the point of them?
And how interesting was that, Catherine, because even before the declaration was made, there was David Cameron outside number 10 already shifting the focus away from Scotland towards England.
Well, I think he was saying something that quite a lot of people have been asking for a long time, is that why Scottish MPs are voting on issues that are devolved to the Scottish Parliament. So I definitely think that's going to be on the table, that they're going to have an answer for that. But I think Scotland did a bigger thing yesterday. It showed that people can be different and they can work together. And I've got friends in Scotland that voted yes, and one of the things that they always said is that we're remote from Westminster and we're far away from London. There's lots of people in England, you know, with probably within 5 miles of the House of Commons, think that the political class has left them behind and that they don't understand them. And as a political class in all parties don't hear this message, they all deserve to fail, because all throughout the United Kingdom we've got to do something to get the people that are in charge back into the position where the electorate feel that they understand them.
What about the deep divisions, Catherine, which emerged during the campaign in Scotland? A lot of hostility there, and a lot of people raising the question this morning as to whether or not all that damage can be repaired.
Well, I very much hope it can. There will be people that are very, very disappointed. I've been interested in politics myself all my life. I know how desperately disappointing and furious and sad you are when you lose. But I'm afraid we're just going to have to try and get over that. Nicola Sturgeon put out the right message last night about 5 a.m. and said that she was going to be willing to work together in the interest of Scotland. And that will be a big step for the SNP to join whatever coalition there is to enhance powers and make the Scottish Parliament better. Up until now, they've not. They have always walked away from strengthening the Scottish Parliament. So Nicola's words were a very strong signal that actually politics, even in Scotland, were going to change even more.
What do you think, Murray, the SNP is going to do? Because David Cameron this morning announced that these proposals are going to be on the table from November with the view to a Scottish bill being before Parliament come the start of next year. A lot of focus on the SNP as to whether they will join this discussion to formulate these proposals or whether they're going to sit back and see what's put on the table and then pass judgment.
I think that's probably true. I mean, the door is open, so why not push it further open and just walk in and take part? I mean, they didn't always walk away, as Catherine said. They walked out of the Constitutional Convention years ago and then joined the campaign for a Scottish Parliament once it was up and running and supported Labour. And, you know, the Scottish Parliament exists because the Labour Party gave it under pressure from the SNP. Now, the same thing could unfold here. I think the SNP would be wise to join in cross-party discussions on what's going to be put on the table. The great mystery is we don't know what's coming up. I mean, this idea that there's going to be new constitutional settlement for the UK was thought up last week and stuck in the front page of a Labour-supporting newspaper. And there is no detail beyond vague assertions about some income tax powers and so forth. Other people want a federal United Kingdom, which might be better. That might solve the English question, you know, with Scottish MPs voting in a federal parliament. That would be acceptable to the English. So, well, I don't know. Then there's also the possibility of a confederal United Kingdom where, you know, the four constituent parts are all basically independent and maybe one foreign policy or whatever.
Lots and lots to chew over, Murray. Just finally to you, do you think there is going to be a rematch in your lifetime? Do you think you'll see another referendum?
It's perfectly possible. If the Tories win the election, which I doubt if they can because they're so crippled by Europe at the moment, but if they win the election, the general election in the UK, and have a referendum in Europe, and if the English vote to come out, and the Scots, the Welsh and the Northern Irish vote to stay in, then I think there'll be another referendum on independence for Scotland, yeah.
Okay.
But that's only a theoretical possibility. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Okay, thank you.
It's a possibility.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thank you both indeed for sharing your thoughts with us on the programme this morning. That's Catherine McLeod there and Murray Ritchie.